Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about the one who is the perfect shepherd. I'm going to read to you from Zechariah chapter 10, verses 3 and 4, where we read this. My anger is kindled against the shepherds, and I will punish the goatherds, for the Lord of hosts will visit his flock and the house of Judah, and will make them as his royal horse in the battle. From him comes the cornerstone, from him the tent peg, from him the battle bow, from him every ruler together. God was angry against the unfaithful leaders of the kingdom of Judah, and he promised to set things right. First, God would set things right by bringing judgment upon these leaders of Judah. They're figuratively called shepherds here. The promise is even more significant because it comes from the Lord of hosts. That's the title of God that emphasizes that he's the Lord over the mighty armies of heaven. It's as if God said, "This is a message from your commander in chief." It was time for the leaders of Judah to listen because their ungodly and selfish leadership had brought ruin upon the people. Yet this is not only a promise of judgment. It also has a great promise of blessing and restoration. It says here, "I will make them as his royal horse in the battle." In mercy, God will take his people and transform them from a flock of sheep into a herd of war horses ready for battle. All of them shall be like mighty men and defeat their enemies. Then, in Zechariah chapter 10, verse 4, comes a wonderful promise. God says of Judah, "From him comes the cornerstone, from him the tent peg, from him the battle bow, from him every ruler together." Though God was displeased with Israel's shepherds, he promised to raise up the perfect shepherd from and for Judah. One day, the tribe of Judah would bring forth a perfect leader described in four different ways. First, this Messiah, Jesus Christ, is the cornerstone. This means that he's the foundation, the measure, and the standard. As it says in Isaiah chapter 26, verse 16, "Therefore thus says the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion a stone for a foundation, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. Whoever believes will not act hastily." Or as Peter said on the day of Pentecost, speaking of Jesus, "This is the stone which was rejected by you builders, which has become the chief cornerstone." That's Acts chapter 4, verse 11. Since Jesus is our cornerstone, we can build our life on him. The second image tells us that Jesus, the Messiah, is the tent peg. This means that he holds all things securely together. As it says in Isaiah chapter 22, verses 23 and 24, God said this, "I will fasten him as a peg in a secure place, and he will become a glorious throne to his father's house. They will hang on him all the glory of his father's house, the offspring and the posterity, all the vessels of small quantity, from the cups to all the pitchers." You see, since Jesus is our tent peg, so to speak, we can put our full confidence on him and never be disappointed. He is strong enough to hold us up. Third, Jesus is the battle bow. This means that he's a strong fighter for good. Revelation chapter 19, verse 15 carries this idea. It says, "Now out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, that with it he should strike the nations, and he himself will rule them with a rod of iron, and he himself treads the winepress of the fierceness of the wrath of God." Since Jesus is our battle bow, we don't have to fight the battle alone. He is the protector of our cause, and we can look to him for the victory. Finally, Jesus is the cornerstone, the tent peg, the battle bow. Now, fourthly, Jesus is the leader over every ruler of his people. This means that Jesus Christ is the ultimate leader, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Even as it says in Revelation chapter 19, "And he has on his robe and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords." Jesus has all the power, all the authority, even over the highest king who ever reigned. Therefore, we should recognize his authority in our life. It isn't that you would commonly associate with Jesus this list. A cornerstone, maybe that one, a tent peg, a battle bow, and being Lord over every ruler. But each title belongs to Jesus because he is the one who comes from Judah to fulfill these promises. Yet they were not only fulfilled for Judah, but also for us and for everyone who will enter into a trusting relationship with Jesus Christ. Friend, make that you today. Today is Jesus your foundation, your cornerstone? Today is Jesus your security, your tent peg? Today is Jesus your warrior, your battle bow? Today is Jesus your Lord, your master over every ruler? Hey, make it so by faith, trusting in Jesus, our wonderful Messiah, and put your trust in him today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.org.